For years, there's been a trend to capitalize on health foods supposedly based on biblical recipes. Claims of hidden secrets to health and even recovery or prevention of diseases accompanies marketing efforts to reach the masses. Products touting these claims run the gamut from outright scams to some fairly substantial products that I believe will fall short of the hype but have some value. One of these in particular always gives me a chuckle when I see it in the stores. In health food stores and groceries, there is a product that presents itself as biblically based and nutritious. The product is even named after the passage the recipe is based on. That product is Ezekiel 4:9 bread. Now, I want to say at the outset that I've bought and used Ezekiel 4:9 bread, and if you're looking for a healthy alternative to other breads, you won't go wrong. It's a good product, and one that will enhance your pantry and diet. But I always have a temptation to bring a sticker to the store and place it on the case. It's usually refrigerated where I shop, that provides the actual recipe from the book of Ezekiel and all of the ingredients. Ezekiel 4:9 bread is a product that good-intentioned individuals have produced, and it's been around for a long time now. I think the first time I bought it was in the late 80s or early 90s, and I did so out of curiosity. Over the years, I've noticed additional variants. I think the first loaf I purchased had the orange wrapper. The packaging is well designed with a dove and grains with the non-GMO badge as well, but the kicker is that this is a bread that implies it's derived from a healthy alternative for a prophet who faced serious challenges. But is that accurate? Three successive invasions of Judah by the Babylonians took place. The first was in 606 BC, in which prominent captives such as Daniel were taken. Judah failed to adhere to conditions specified by Nebuchadnezzar, resulting in a second invasion in 597 BC. Ezekiel was taken in this group and settled in an area near the river Kebar. As Ezekiel settled in, he was called on by God to write to the remaining inhabitants of Judah who continued to sin and thought they were safe from further action by the Babylonians. At the same time Ezekiel was writing, Jeremiah was active in Judah, and the two prophets were instructed to deliver written, oral in the case of Jeremiah, and symbolic messages warning the people of what was coming. In the case of Ezekiel, one of these symbolic actions was to bake a specific bread. Many times we're taken in by what appear to be realistic claims and good presentation. Throw the Bible in the mix, add healing, restorative properties, mention God or the Holy Spirit, and you may have a winner. Better yet, appeal to the historical narrative and edit the information to focus on the apparent positive aspects. Scam or legitimate product, this can be a lucrative venture at least for a while. Now, I stated earlier that Ezekiel 4:9 bread is a legitimate product and has very healthy attributes. The basis for the recipe or ingredients come from Ezekiel's writing, and if it's from the Bible, you can't go wrong, right? Maybe not. In a large number of lessons that I've done, I frequently reinforce the idea of establishing the context of a passage before we arrive at a solid conclusion. Unfortunately, as is the case in products claiming to be based on the Bible, most fail to examine the scriptures and get the full picture. So let's do that now. Ezekiel is instructed to lie on his left side for 390 days, representing the iniquity of the house of Israel in Ezekiel 4, 4-5. Then he's to lie on his right side for 40 days, representing the iniquity of the house of Judah in Ezekiel 4:6. Interestingly, God also tells the prophet that the Lord will place his hand on him so he doesn't roll over to the wrong side for each period in Ezekiel 4:8. So we have the scene set. Ezekiel, as one part of a physical symbol of judgment against Israel and Judah, will be sleeping in a specific position for the specified number of days. To complete the picture, Ezekiel was to construct a model of Jerusalem, build siege works and battering rams against it, and make a mount or ramp outside the wall which was done to scale a besieged city's walls. To finish the depiction, Ezekiel was to place an iron pan between himself and the model, symbolizing God's judgment against the nation. What appears to be implied in reading the entire chapter is that Ezekiel was to do this in the open so it could be seen, including preparing his food, which was limited by God. Ezekiel is given instructions to bake a bread that will be his sustenance during the time that he will be sleeping on his right and left sides, as I just covered. God states, "Take thou also unto thee wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof, and thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it," in Ezekiel 4:9-10. The list of ingredients for the bread are wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and fitches or spelt. This bread was to be eaten by weight, which the King James Version lists as 20 shekels. Consulting a variety of conversion charts and methods, this comes out to about 1/2 pound per day total the prophet was to consume. The ingredients in this case are what we would consider healthy, but if we restricted our diet to only the bread, how healthy would that be? There are proteins, fiber, and nutrients in the grains and legumes in the recipe, but not completely sufficient for a well-balanced dietary intake. During this time, Ezekiel is instructed to drink also water by measure, the sixth part of an hin, from time to time shalt thou drink, in Ezekiel 4:11. If we stop right here and examine the context and try to get a feel for what's being commanded, we can sense the atmosphere God is creating around the consumption of this bread. We have a representation of the siege of Jerusalem, which hasn't happened yet and won't until 586. We have the iron pan as a wall between the prophet and the model of the city. This appears to represent the withdrawal of blessings from Jerusalem and Judah by God for their sin. Then we add Ezekiel lying on his left side for 390 days, followed by 40 days on his right side, apparently representing the number of years Israel and Judah had sinned and drifted away from God. The prophet himself is restricted as to what he can eat and drink during this period, implying that it will be the providence of God that sustains him, not necessarily the bread. Now, here's the kicker, so to speak, that really puts a dark cloud over the entire scenario. The bread is to be eaten in the same manner as barley cakes, a staple Ezekiel would understand, with an added stipulation. Thou shalt bake it with dung that cometh out of man in their sight, in Ezekiel 4:12. God explains what this represents. Even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whither I will drive them, in Ezekiel 4:13. Now, we understand completely what this bread was all about. It wasn't health. It was judgment and defilement. The people had sinned against God, and as promised in the prophecy of Moses in Deuteronomy, they were to be scattered among the heathen nations and cut off from their home. The bread wasn't about health. It was about reminding the Hebrews of their defilement by idolatry and evil practices. The people had become an abomination before God, and Ezekiel would prepare this bread publicly so everyone could see it being done. God's last statement in these instructions underscores these points as I just read. Even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whither I will drive them, in Ezekiel 4:13. Ezekiel reacts to this defilement in the instructions and states, "Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. For from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces, neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth," in Ezekiel 4:14. This raises a question in my mind. The grains and other ingredients listed aren't defiled. So is the human dung an ingredient in the bread, or is it to be used as the fuel over which the bread is baked? I thought for a long time that the human dung was to be burned to bake the bread, and that might still be the case, but what if it was to be added to the mixture? There wouldn't be many of us that wouldn't find that disgusting. Ezekiel obviously did, recognizing the unclean elements of what he had been told to do. Based on Ezekiel's reaction to these instructions, God makes a change. Then he said unto me, Lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith, in Ezekiel 4:15. That still doesn't conclusively eliminate the inclusion of the cow dung in the bread, but again, to me, it may be the fuel for the cooking fire over which it was prepared. Either way, defilement is still present, and a shadow is cast over the bread. God goes on to reveal more of what this bread represents as he explains it to Ezekiel. Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water and be astonished one with another and consume away for their iniquity, in Ezekiel 4:16 through 17. God promised great blessings on his people if they were faithful to him. Their harvests would be plenteous, their animals productive, they would have children and live in the land in peace. The latter part of the book of Deuteronomy, however, contains prophetic statements by Moses about what will happen when they forsake the law and God drives them from the land in punishment. The bread Ezekiel was to live on for 430 days wasn't a health recipe, although the ingredients had properties that would support the prophet physically. The preparation of the bread was to send a message of revilement and disgust, representing how God viewed the sin of his own people he had blessed and cared for over the centuries, who had repaid him with evil and faithlessness. Ezekiel 4:9 bread is delicious, and no doubt is a healthy choice for those looking for good alternatives. But it's amazing that the recipe from the book of Ezekiel would be presented as a healthy formula direct from God and left for us to emulate and remain healthy as well. Ezekiel recognized this bread is defiled, spoke out about it, and God changed one element. That element undoubtedly will not appear on the wrapper in the list of ingredients on a loaf of Ezekiel 4:9 bread, so it's not the whole recipe or the whole story. The recipe given to Ezekiel wasn't focused on wellness and wasn't necessarily left for us to copy and achieve good health. It represented defilement, coming scarcity, and the withdrawal of God's blessings because of sin and rebellion against the Lord. That might be the best lesson as we enjoy our Ezekiel 4:9 bread. Faithfulness to God is the most important thing we can think of for our spiritual health. And that's a slice of life we can live with.